Zog the Gemara daf ayin omed beis, five lines from the top by the two dots. Boy minei rove mirav Nachman. Rove asks Rav Nachman the following question. Helem ze veze biyodoy mahu. We know there's something called Shigas Melochus. Shigas Melochus means, actually start with Shigas Shabbos, the second case of the Mishnah. The three cases of the Mishnah. The first case of the Mishnah is Tinik Shanishba, or Hikul B'Sof Shochach. That means you have no inkling about Shabbos, and then you chayev one chatos your whole life. The second case of the Mishnah is Shigas Shabbos. That means I think it's Tuesday. I think it's Tuesday. I'm chayev one chatos the whole for the whole Shabbos. Mm. Next week, I think again it's Tuesday. Chayev again a chatos. The days in between are mechalik. Yomim benetayim are mechalik. That's called Shigas Shabbos. The third case of the Mishnah is Shigas Melochus. I have no inkling. I know it's Shabbos, but I have no inkling about the halachas. I don't know any of the 39 lamedes melochas. I'm chayev up to 39 chatois. And here there's no weekly idea that's mechalik because he didn't learn the halachas. So that's called Shigas Melochas. The Shigas Shabbos, the Shigas Melochas. What if a person was a shoygig in the Shabbos, he thinks it's Tuesday, and he doesn't know the halachas? Double whammy. The person has two chisroinus, Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Melochas. He thinks it's Tuesday and he doesn't know Lamates Melochas. So what are you chayev now? Do you look at it like Shigas Shabbos and he's chayev one chata throughout the whole Shabbos? Or do you look at Shigas Melochas and he's chayev up to 39? But on the other hand, he's Shigas Shabbos. I think it's Tuesday. So I'm chayev for Shigas Shabbos. Just one chatos. That's a suffix. Do you look at it as 39 times I'm a Shigas Melochas? Or do you say I'm Shigas Shabbos? That's a suffix Gemara. Really, this is the case of the Gemara, the Brisa before that says Shogak bezeu bezeh zeu shoyge gaom b'teira. The Gemara and the Samachtes said Shogak bezeu bezeh zeu shoyge gaom b'teira. If you're shoyge in the Melachas and shoyge in the Shabbos, that is shoyge. But the question is now: we know Shigas Shabbos is one. We know Shigas Melachas is 39. What are you going to be chayiv now when you have this predicament of Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Melachas? Helem zeu zeh b'yodim ma'u. Enter the Gemara. Omale, hare helem Shabbos b'yodoy, bein chayv alachas. Lemaisa is a haloma Shabbos, so you only chayv one. Zogmo adarabe, hare helem melochas b'yodoy, b'chayv kolachas v'achas. You can look at it, that is haloma of 39 melochas, so you should be chayv up to 39. So that's not a raya how to look at it. Elom ravashi, chazinon, we look at it and it depends as follows. Imishum Shabbos koporish, if they remind him and they say it's Shabbos and he says, "Ooh, I thought it was Tuesday," and then he backs off, "Hare helem Shabbos b'yodoy," so there's only chayv one. Ve'en chayv alachas. Ve'im ishu melocha kaporish, and if they remind him, "Yinala b'chayrish, yinala b'koytze, yinala b'ma'ama, yinala b'zareya," and they tell him the different melochas and he backs off, so then hare helem melochas b'yodoy v'chayv kolachas v'achas. So the Gemara basically is saying it depends. It depends what he's backing off because of what. Is it because of the Shabbos Shabbai? Or is it because of the Melocha Shabbai? I've then fragged the Gemara. Omale Ravina L'Ravashi, Klum Porish Mi Shabbos, Elam Shul Melocha. They're intertwined. You can't say, I'm Porish from Shabbos only because of Shabbos. You're Porish from Shabbos and because of the Melocha. Shabbos without Melocha is nothing. Klum Porish Mi Melocha, Elam Shul Shabbos. What do you mean he's Porish? He backs up because of Melochas. Melochas, only Melochas on Shabbos. On Tuesday, you're allowed to do Melochas. He's backing up because of Shabbos. Shabbos is only Osir to do Melochas. You're not allowed to do Shabbos mitzaratzim. He's not an Isser. It's mit the Melochas. So what's the riot that you chayv one or you chayv 39? Depends what he backs out for. They're dependent, they intertwine zeh bezeh. You're backing up because of Shabbos. Shabbos because of the Melochas. You're backing up because of Melochas. Melochas because it's on Shabbos. So what's the riot? Ella zok de Gemara, loishno. So Rashi says loishno means ve'einoi chayev elo achas. You chayev one. That means we look at it as Shigas Shabbos is the main thing. And Tosis explains the reason why Shigas Shabbos is the main thing. Tosis dibra hamaschil. One second. Omalei. Oh. So Tosfos at the end of the Dibur Masechta Omalei says, "V'hod mahadel hochol poitroy mishum de kosovar Shigas Shabbos ikar the ikar mitzvah mishum Shabbos." The main thing is Shigas Shabbos. Yes, you have to know through the melachos, but the main thing is Shabbos. So to be sure to explain, what do you mean the main thing is Shabbos? The main thing is the melachos too. At the end of the day, we're saying you chayv one. If you have helim zebezeh, you chayiv, you have shigas malachas and shigas Shabbos, you chayiv one as if it's just shigas Shabbos. So Tosfos says, because shigas Shabbos is the ikka. So what does that mean, shigas Shabbos is the ikka? So Tosfos says, because that's the ikka. What does that mean? So the Tosfos Rosh explains, and he says, because what's mefurish in the Torah? Mefurish in the Torah is Shabbos. Mefurish in the Torah is not the Lamed Tes Melachos. Havara maybe is one of them. Chirish V'Ktzira, maybe we said Shvias. But the point is, the Shabbos is what's mefurish, so that's why that's the Ikka. That's how the Tosfos Rosh explains. Rashi just says, Ein Chayv El Achas. So the Ran is mistapik in Rashi, and really that's in the Sugya. What is the Pshat in the Ein Chayv El Achas? Is the Pshat because that's taka the ikka, Shabbos is the ikka, or no? The pshat is we are mesupik, we remain with the suffik, and you cannot bring more than one chatas because ein bevin chulin lazara. The psak has to be one. Since you're mesupik, do you chayv 39 chayv one? So the psak has to be one because you can't bring more than one. It might be chulin lazara, it might be something that you're not mechuyev. So then you can't bring a karmel lazara. It's chulin. So that's why the pshat is. The mashal explains like that also. That's the reason why the maskonos hagemara is one. So again, so the Gemara had a suffix. If you helem sayin shigas Shabbos, sayin shigas Melachos, how do you look at it? The Gemara attempted to say that what are you parish for? Are you parish for Shabbos? Are you parish for Melachos? And then the Gemara says, what do you mean? They're both totally zebezeh. So the Gemara says, you chayiv only one. Now, Tosfos over here says, in the Dibur Maskil, helem zebezeh beyodoy, he explains that. No, so first Rashi before. Rashi did a maschal ma who says, are you chayav on all of them, 39, or you chayav on one? Become a boyle, and the question is as follows. Did a maschal mahu, ho de toni le shogak bezeh vezeh, when it says in the Brayis before Samach Tes, when you shogak bezeh vezeh, meaning melachos and Shabbos, zeh shogak on betorah, mahu lechiyuvei chado, or lechiyuvei akula. Now, frek Rashi, Yikasha, what about the Mishnah? The first case of the Mishnah, when you have no inkling about Shabbos, you're a Tinik Shanishba, or you're Hikib L'Soyv Shochach, 30 years ago I knew about Shabbos. Maybe you'd be pushed from there where it says, Yechayev only one, because over there you have no inkling about anything, neither about Shabbos nor about Melachos. And it says Yechayev one, your whole life. Maybe you're being arrived from the first case of the Mishnah, that you only Chayev one by Shochach Ika Shabbos. So Drashi loy shamin ole, there's no raya from there. Why? Dashachech ikah Shabbos chadash kogehi. Over there it's one shogig. I don't know about Shabbos. I'm a tinik shenishba. V'chikam ibaylam. But our question is b'yodea ikah Shabbos. I know about Shabbos. Just I think it's Tuesday. There's a fundamental difference between a guy that's a tinik shenishba. He doesn't know what Shabbos is, or he knew about Shabbos 40 years ago, versus a person that knows about Shabbos just he thinks it's Tuesday. Avol melachos halolu en yodea shasuros. I know about Shabbos, but I don't know about these melachos. So I know about Shabbos, and I think it's Tuesday, and I don't know about the melachos. That's not going to be, you can't bring any raya to that question by the case of a Tinik Shanishba, where he knew about Shabbos 40 years ago. V'oid, ne'elam menem Shabbos, hayoyim Shabbos, I think it's Tuesday, or I don't know the melachos. Di'ikel amitli shkogo, I call melacha melacha, so you can be toiler shogging in every melacha. Hoyvei day ikas Shabbos. I know about Shabbos, just I think it's Tuesday. Vehicle immediately helam Shabbos v'chadish kogi, and you can look at it as one Shabbos. You look at it as one shogi. That's how you look at it. You can't arrive from the first case in the Mishnah. Now Tosfos says a little difference, and he says the reason why this is different than the first case in the Mishnah. Tosfos deba maschil helam zok Tosfos. The last four lines of Tosfos, v'tzorich lechalik bein zeh l'shechech ikah Shabbos. Over here we have a question. Are you chayv 1 or 39? It's different than the first case in Mishnah of Tinik Shanishba. Why? The hocha ena shechuach kol kach. It's not so forgotten. Why? The chimitkalei mitkar. If you remind him, you tell him, oh, it's not Tuesday. He'll remember. The guy that's a Tinik Shanishba, you tell him it's Shabbos, and what are you talking about? What is Shabbos? When a guy that thinks it's Tuesday, you tell him it's Shabbos, he knows. So that's why it's different than the first case of the Mishnah. And that's the fundamental difference. The Ramban gives another teretz. And he says the reason why it's different than the first case of the Mishnah is because over here, the first case of the Mishnah, you have no inkling about Shabbos. Over here, it's I don't know about the Isurim of Shabbos, but I know there are, I don't know what the Isurim of Shabbos are, but I know there are Isurim of Shabbos. Helam zeve zeve yode means, I notice you're not allowed to do certain things on Shabbos, but I don't know what they are. That's different than the first case in the Mishnah. The first case in the Mishnah where it says you chayev only one your whole life is you have no inkling. You don't even know there's also to do with the things on Shabbos. You don't know there's issa malachas. Here you know there's issa malachas. I just don't know what they are. So that's why it's a question of helam zeve zeve yode. Maybe you should be chayev 39. Because the mice I know there's an issa. I just know what it is. He gives another teretz. He says the person is so warped and mistaken, he thinks that which was done in the Mishkan is mutah. We know the opposite. That which is done in the Mishkan is Asa. He thinks that which was done in the Mishkan is Mutah. And that which was not done in the Mishkan is Asa. So he knows about Isurim. Just he's mixed up. He thinks what's done in the Mishkan is Mutah and what's not done in the Mishkan is Asa. Where the Halach is the opposite. Hach the Havah B'Mishkan is Asa. So Mela, that's Zot Ramban. It's different than the first case of Tinik Shenishba. Now Tosin Dima Maschil Chazinon is Moisev another point. Rashi starts when he says, it depends why he's backing off. If he backs up because they tell him it's Shabbos, so he's Chayv 1. If he backs up because they tell him 39, he's Chayv 39. And that the Gemara asks, what do you mean? They're both dependent one on another. So Tosis once says on that, Chazinon, the kosher, just because they told him it's Shabbos and he backed off, doesn't mean he wouldn't have backed off if they told him Malachas too. Just because he backed off if they told him Malachas, doesn't mean he wouldn't have backed off because of Shabbos. The kosher, the Shemekav Amgalei Nam Malacha, Hoya Poirish, Afilu Lais Kiru Shabbos. Ela Nira Lari, he says a new pshat in the sugya. The Hori Pirusha. He himself says about himself, if I would have known it's Shabbos, I wouldn't have done it. Not the pshat that we tell him, oh, I would have backed off. He says about himself, oi, I should have known about Shabbos. Or he says about himself, oi, I should have known about the Malachas. So that's dependent in the Havmin of the Gemara, are you going to be Chayv Tirna? Because he's the one that's speaking it out. He's the one that's initiating and saying, the reason why I did it is because I didn't know about Shabbos. So then you Chayv 1. Or he says, I didn't know about Malachas. So then you Chayv 39. And that the Gemara says, it's totally Zabezeh, one doesn't go without the other. The Ritva explains the Sugya Legabe, Helam Zev Zev Biyodoy Mai, that he says it can't be now that just because he's also shaking the Shabbos that suddenly he's going to be chayev one. If it's shigas melachas, yichayev 39. And now the fact that there's also a halama in the Shabbos, suddenly it gets better. It gets better for you because you suddenly became a big amoritz. You're shaking the Shabbos also. It can't be that you gain because you're shaking the Shabbos besides being a shaking the melachas. The Achrayim want to explain a little different, and they say as follows. You chayev a korban for the helam. The question is, what is goyrim your korban? The idea is goyrim the korban. Korban is tolui in what the idea is. So mele depends what they were medir him, what they told him. If they told him it's Shabbos, so that's his idea. So mele is chayev a korban on the Shabbos. It's chayev one. If they medir him about the malachas, so the idea is the chayev korban is what's goyrim the korban. The idea. So mele it's on the malachas. So mele chayev 39. That's what Rashi says, ubole is kaper, because the ikavart of the idea is that's what's going on the carbon. What I'm coming to him is kaper for. The carbon is for the idea.
Were we poshut the silent mice?
The Gemara is poshut the silent chayiv one. So Gemara eloloi shno, and it's machlokes v'shoinim. Rashi learns the chayiv one, and the Ran is mistapik. Is he saying this because of a sofik? You can't bring chulin lazara? Or the pshat is, the reason why chayiv one is because Tosis Rosh explains in Tosis, that's the Ikka. The Ikka Shabbos is what's mentioned in the Torah. Melachos are not mentioned, so that's the Maskana Yichayev only one. Zog Dugma V'Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah later on, we're going to get to that Mishnah in Daf Ayin Gimel. Ovis Melachos Aborim Chosach Achas, there are 39 Ovis Melachos. V'Havinu, but we asked the question, Minyan and Lomeli, why does that say a number? Just count. What if this spell out the number? V'Omer Rabbi Yechanan, the reason why it says a number, Shim Osen Kulam Behelam Echod, if you do all the melachas in one halama without a knowledge in between, chayev al kolach zvach zechayev on all of them, one. That means a chayev 39. So now we're going to understand this mission that says that you chayev 39 melachas. So what are we talking about? We were just pushed it. If you helam Shabbos and helam and Shkogas, you chayev one. So if you're going to say that helam zeve zeve yodo, if there's a shiga Shabbos, you don't know about Shabbos, you think it's Tuesday, and it's zigs melachas, you don't know about the melachas, you chayev 39 al kolach zvachas. So shapir. So that's the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah that says that the reason why it says a minyona is to tell me you chayev 39 if you do all them behelam echod is talking about I don't know about Shabbos and I don't know about the melachas. That's the case. I don't know about the melachas, neither about Shabbos. If you don't know about the melachas, you don't know about Shabbos. What is Shabbos? The Gemara is assuming right now that if you don't know about the 39 melachas, that means you don't know about Shabbos. Because what else could you know about Shabbos if you don't know about the Malachas? Later the Gemara is going to say Tchumin. But assuming right now, if you don't know Malachas, you mean it means you don't know Shabbos. Mm-hmm. So the Mishnah that says Yechayv 39 means Helam Zev Zeb Yodai. So Bishlam, if you say Helam Zev Zeb Yodai, if you don't know about Shabbos nor about Malachas, Yechayv 39, and that's the case of the Mishnah Minyana also to teach us, Minyana is coming to tell us that Yechayv 39. Eliyamrit Helam Shabbos biyodai. Meaning, if you're going to say that if there's a Helam Shabbos and there's a Helam Malachas, because we're talking about that you don't know about 39 Malachas, which means Helam Shabbos and Helam Malachas, you only chayv achas. If the maskana is you only chayv one for Shabbos, even though there's Helam Shabbos and Helam Malachas, so hechi mishkachas lo. How is it shaykh to understand that Mishnah that you chayv 39 is only shaykh bezodin Shabbos v'shigas Malachas? That means it has to be Shigas Malachas. Because Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Malachas, Yechayv 1. So when it says Yechayv 39, has to be talking about only Shigas Malachas, not Shigas Shabbos. That means I know it's Shabbos. Now, how do you know it's Shabbos if you don't know 39 Malachas? What is left in Shabbos, in the day of Shabbos, if you don't know about the Malachas? Zok the Gemara. Eli Yamut.
Maybe he thinks it's Tuesday. No.
If there's a Shigas Malachas, that means he doesn't know anything about Shabbos. So about Malachas. And you're right, that means he doesn't know about Shabbos either. So then we see clearly that Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Malachas, Yechayiv 39. Before we were poshut, if you don't know about Shabbos nor Malachas, Yechayiv 1, how do you understand the Mishnah that says that if you don't know about any 39 Malachas, Yechayiv 39? How can you be Yechayiv 39? That it can only be talking about where you know about Shabbos. It can't be talking about that you don't know about Shabbos because we said Helam Zevzei Yechayiv 1. No, if you don't know about Malachas and you don't know about Shabbos, what's the case that you know about Shabbos? How do you know about Shabbos? What is it left? Zokti Gemara, Eli Yamet Helam Shabbos Biyodai. That means, if there's a Helam Shabbos and a Helam Malachas, Ein Yechayiv El Achas, Yechayiv 1, so Hechem Mishkachas Lo. How is it Shaykh, the Mishnah where we said the Minyan is telling me Yechayiv 39 is only Shaykh? Not when it's Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Malachas, it's only Shaykh Bezodin Shabbos and Shigas Malachas. Well, you know about Shabbos. Well, Henichi Sovel Rabbi Yochanan, how could you know about Shabbos by Shigoga? That's if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, we had earlier that says, Kevin Sheshogah Bekores, Af Bishhez Belav. You call the Shoigig, as long as you're Shoigig, even in the only part of the Issa, in the Koreshaboy. I know it's forbidden, but I don't know that you have Kores. That's called the Shkoga. So my knowledge, my Zodin Shabbos is Le'inyan, that I know there's a Lav. I'm considered a Shoigig on the Melacha because of the Koreshaboy. So then there's a knowledge, at least on the Lav. The Yodin Le Shabbos Belav. So Chayach, that Yechayiv 39, because Helam Zevzeh is Chayiv 1. So what's Pshat Yechayiv 39? Is because there's a knowledge about Shabbos. What's the knowledge of Shabbos? According to Rabbi Yochanan, Shkoga means on the chorus, so Shaykh a D of Shabbos on the lav. Eli Sovle Kreb Shimon Lokish, though Machi Shkog Belav a chorus, Rabbi Shimon Lokish said, Shkoga means in total, for the lav and the chorus, you have to be Shogig. So what's left that you know about? What do you know about Shabbos that you chayv 39? If you don't know about 39 melachas, means you don't know about Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, you can say, I know about the lav of Shabbos. I don't know about the chorus of Shabbos. But according to the Shlokas, you have to be shogging the lav and the chorus. So what's left of the idea of Shabbos that you consider a Zodin Shabbos and that's Yechayv 39? Because if you're a shogging on the Malachas and on Shabbos, we just said before Yechayv only one. So Henicha, if you say Yechayv 39, then it makes sense. But if you say only Yechayv one for Helam Zev Zeh, so what's planning Yechayv 39 for Shigas Malachas? That means there's no knowledge of Shabbos. Rabbi Yechon is a knowledge of the lav. But a Shlokas is no knowledge of Shabbos. So why Yechayv 39? The chorus Helam Zev Zeh. So the Gemara, the Yodale Shabbos b'mai, the Yodale b'tchumin v'ali b'drabi Kiva. I found an echad timtza. Even according to what we just said before, that helam zev zeh, if you're shoyg in the Shabbos, and shoyg is a melach, it's only chayv one, the case of the later on the Mishnah that we were saying, Minyon is telling me chayv 39, is I don't know 39 melachas. And that means I don't know melachas. Seemingly, I don't know Shabbos either. If you don't know Malachas, you don't know Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, you know about the Lav. But according to Shlokas, you don't know the Lav and the Koris. So what do you know about Shabbos? Where is there a Zodin Shabbos and Shigas Malachas? The answer is, I know about Shabbos, Tchumin. According to Rabbi Kivi, now I'll go out of the Tchum. That is the knowledge of my Shabbos. And the Inyan, that it's considered that is a, it's not Helam Zevzeh. It's only a Halom, I don't know about the Malachas. So I'm Chayv 39. Do I know about Shabbos? How do you know about Shabbos if you don't know about the Malachas? The answer is I know about Tchumin. I don't know about 39 Malachas. I don't know Lav or Chorus or anything. What I know about Shabbos is that there's Issa Tchumin. And that's the case, and that makes it that you're Chayev 39. Because if it's Helem Zevezeh, if you don't know about Shabbos nor about Malachas, we said before you only Chayev 1. The reason why you're Chayev 39 is because I taka don't know about Malachas. Neither the Lava the Chorus of the Malachas. But I'm a hazard on one thing, on the Shabbos. Which part of the Shabbos? Punkt. A modern guy doesn't know Malachas. Doesn't know any Malachas. He knows about Tchumin. There's no halama on the Shabbos. Which part of Shabbos do I know? I know that is Issa Tchumin. This is Issa Tchumin. And that's enough to be considered Yediyah of Shabbos. All right, we'll stop over here by the two dots in the new sugya of Omar Rov and Kotzav Tochan.